Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Caller is here. We're going to start with caller, too, because a lot of people are texting right now since the X is done. It's now Grand Casino Arena. Matt, great to chat with you as always. Look forward to this all season long. You like to get out and about. You're a man of the people. You like to go to events. Your favorite event you attended at the X? Favorite event you attended at the X was...
Well, you never believe this. There was like a playoff hockey loss that they had there. Postseason. No.
Didn't score a lot of goals. Frustrated by the other team's goaltender.
Yeah, I forget what year it was. Maybe every year. I have been to a few hockey games. I think hockey games are great there. But Lady Gaga played there a couple years ago. Maybe that was 2019. And I got to say, compliments to the X. That sound system for concerts is really good. The few concerts that I've been there, I went to Lorde, I think, played there as well.
Yep.
But Lady Gaga, I mean, she just set the place on fire. Incredible, incredible performer. That was one of my favorite concerts that I've ever been to. So RIP the X, that's the one that I'll remember in the X era.
Yeah, I said before you joined, for me it was the Rising tour with Springsteen. And it was just on this beautiful early October day, and he played, for his normal 19-hour show. It was great. Dave, do you have something? Then we'll get to a few textures, then we'll talk plenty of football with Matt.
It was probably about 2005 when it was Weezer and Foo Fighters, a little double headliner.
Ooh.
At the X. That was tremendous. I was already a huge Weezer fan. I became a huge Foo Fighters fan after seeing them live up close. And then 6 months later, Foo Fighters returned to open for Bob Dylan with an acoustic set. Also amazing.
Wow. Foo Fighters open for Bob Dylan?
With an acoustic set. Yes, it was awesome.
Where was I?
Not there.
Incorrect. I can't believe it. Wow. Foo Fighters only acoustic.
Yes.
Sign me up for that right now. I would so love to see that. All right, let's get to a number of entries. Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour 1975. Wow. Very good. That was very early with the X in 1975. Mumford and Sons. Elton John and Billy Joel together. I did see one of those shows, and I went there, Matt, expecting to just love Elton as much as I normally do. Billy Joel was the story. He stole the show. And I was just, I liked Billy Joel. I didn't love him. He was spectacular.
I've heard great things about the documentary on HBO with Billy Joel. I haven't gotten around to watching it. Another one that came to mind for me was when the Super Bowl was here, they had all of the media circus events at the X.
That's right. Yep.
you know, I was walking around and talking to different players and stuff like that. And then, you know, a circus clown would just come up and ask if the players thought Tom Brady was sexy. And I saw the guy, that's on Curb, you know, Larry's roommate on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I was like, wait, what?
Leon?
Why is he here?
Wait, yeah, Leon was there?
I was like, what? Oh, what is happening here? That was like a fever dream or something.
He was bringing the ruckus.
He was bringing the ruckus? Okay, again, people giddy that we like wrong answers only also. Pat Benatar, early 80s. Yeah, very good. Blake Shelton, somebody says. Jimmy Buffett, his last show in Minnesota. I'd rather go to Guantanamo than see Jimmy Buffett myself. Andre Bocelli, the Wild versus the Dallas Stars first game ever played against each other. I was there for that one, too. There was just one or two Norm Sucks chants, just one or two. The Stones, ELO, Hall & Oates, Ice, and of course Journey. I might block this person. I did see Hall & Oates, their last one there, and it hurt, Matt, because Daryl Hall's still good, but like everybody, age is undefeated. Wasn't quite the same. Gopher.
Yeah, I heard that. No, I'm not even joking. Like, I had other friends who went, and they were just like, nah, you know, they still. You know, there was also the year that the Lynx played when Target
yes.
Center. Was that maybe 17? And before my wife was the voice of the Lynx, as she is now,
yeah.
I got her courtside seats at the X for, like, her birthday to go see Elena Deladon versus Maya Moore. So that was very cool.
Is that when they were bouncing back and forth between the X and Williams?
Yes, and the playoff games when they won that championship were at Williams
at
Arena,
Williams.
Which
right.
I went to one of those playoff games. It was like surreal that the WNBA finals were being played in that small of a venue, and we're just like right on top of Candace Parker and Maya and Simone Augustus, all that. That was crazy.
It's a reminder, too, when that place gets rocking,
yep.
It is spectacular. It's not spectacular in the concourse. It's not spectacular with the parking. But when it gets going, it's very, very good. Okay, let's squeeze in a break. I have plenty to ask Mr. Matthew Caller. Purple Insider is an absolute must. And I'll just say right away, my first question is going to be Harrison Smith. What do we know? Everybody participated in the walkthrough today, but Harrison will not practice. He's been out not quite a month, but closing in on it. And it seems to be pretty evasive, pretty non-sharing information on a guy who probably is a future Hall of Famer, came back for one reason, to try to win a Super Bowl, and he is essential to this team. What's going on? What does Matthew know about this, and how essential is he if he does not play Monday against the Bears? Purple Insider, check it out right now with Matthew Caller. Matthew, he stays fit, along with all the dozens and dozens and dozens of hours he puts together, offering up stories on Purple Insider, Zooms, podcasts, interviews, mailbags. He gets out there and he works it. He runs. He plays golf. He shoots hoops. So he stays fit, but he also knows if he doesn't stay flexible and pliable and stretch, he's not going to have as much fun. Let's say you're going to play a little bit more golf. Good luck today if you're playing. But let's say you're going to play more golf and you want to find the middle of that club face. And when you find the middle of the club face, instead of that 7-iron going, I don't know, 150, you want it to go 160. Or that driver, how about instead of 230, goes 245? How about pickleball? You want to recover quick. Maybe you're a weightlifter. How about this? Maybe you just sit on the couch all damn day or sit in a chair all damn day. Stretch Lab can help you out. Dozen-plus locations in the metro area. Trained professionals. They'll assess you. They'll listen to what you say. They'll work with your body. It's not like we got one way to do it. You have to do it that way. No. They'll work with the challenges and try to enhance you where you're already at your best, and it's absolutely worth it. Start with the 50-minute stretch. You'll go, you'll walk out better, and you'll go back again. StretchLab.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's hard to think of Vikings football without Harrison Smith. In the last couple of years, a lot of debate whether Harrison Smith was going to call it a career, an amazing career. Would he come back? Both times he came back, especially with a changing secondary, a younger secondary. Gilmore gone, Bynum gone. It seems like Harrison would be very important. And, Matthew, you correct me. Am I right on the date? Is it August 11th or is it August 4th when Harrison Smith last participated in practice and that, yes, he's a part of the walkthrough today, but not practicing? What do we know about what's going on and what's the likelihood he will be playing at Soldier Field Monday night in the opener?
Yeah, I think third week of training camp was the last time that he practiced. The best I could do there is that he's had a health issue that, as of this moment, he hasn't talked about and the team hasn't revealed. So it is, I guess, something private to do with his health that he is having to recover from. And my understanding is that this is something that is not going to keep him out for the season. I can't say how many weeks, if it's going to be this week where he comes back and plays or next week. And at some point we'll talk to him and we'll see what he has to say about it, how revealing he wants to be about what happened during training camp. But at least my feeling is this is not something that is going to majorly impact his 2025 season, but could impact week one, which it does matter a lot. I mean, he is the field general out there. He is the center of communication of the defense, and he's also what allows Josh Metellus to be Josh Metellus. You know, when you have Theo Jackson out there, if you have Theo Jackson and Harrison Smith or whatever combination you want of those safeties, it makes it extremely difficult on the opposing offense to identify where those guys are. And we've seen all sorts of times where somebody's coming free or they throw it right to a defender because they're a little confused. And, you know, I think you could do that to Caleb Williams. So if you don't have Harrison Smith, it definitely makes the game against Chicago harder. And then even, you know, the question starts to come up if he misses that game of, well, how many games is it going to be? Is it going to be two, three, four? Is it going to be a month? Can he go overseas? Like, there are still a lot of questions here with Harrison Smith.
When the Vikings made their moves to initially get to 53, we know the number one conversation was Thielen, and they pulled that off. Count me in the group who just assumed that they were going to pick up multiple cornerbacks and maybe even the aforementioned Gilmore would come back. What are your thoughts about the cornerback room, and are you surprised they were as quiet as they were in that area?
I was a little bit surprised there, and you know, I know nobody was excited about them signing Fabian Morrow, who has bounced around the NFL and been a starter for about five seasons. That wasn't the big name that everybody was looking for, although I don't know if Darrell Revis and Daryl Green are available right now. Maybe you'll have to check The fact that they got a receiver as good as Thielen at this point of the year is shocking. So, I mean, maybe the options just weren't really there to go out and get a corner that would have been worth giving up draft capital for, as opposed to what they already have in the room. I think the other part of it, too, is that you and I, rational people who know who Jeff Okuda is and have followed his career, mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of skepticism there. And
yes.
I thought he had a really good training camp, but still reasonable skepticism. I think the coaching staff might feel very confident in where they are with Jeff Okuda as the third corner. And then when you get into the depth, well, I don't know how many teams that have a fifth corner that's proven and great and you would love to be playing. At least they have a couple of guys that they've developed within the system and then Morrow. But the other part of it, too, is they can see how this looks and then decide if they want to make a move. I mean, this has been a front office over the last couple of years that trades for T.J. Hockenson, goes and gets Cam Akers, goes and gets Cam
mm-hmm.
Robinson
yeah.
in the middle of the season. Like, they are willing to go and get other players, and the trade market is just different than it used to be. Teams really understand their windows, and you know there are probably by week four going to be 15 teams that realize that they can't win the Super Bowl. So you can always wait and see, but I have as many concerns as everybody else about the cornerback group. I just think they have an opportunity to see how it plays out first and then decide if they need more.
Let's get to the left tackle, who at his position is as good as anybody on the team outside of probably one guy, Justin Jefferson. And we both think very, very highly of Christian Darrisaw. When we last saw him on the field in the regular season game, he was playing great, suffered a significant injury. There was a lot of discussion about the progress he was making and what he's able to do. From what you've observed, from what you've been told, how close is this to typical great Christian Darrisaw, who's going to line up and be J.J. McCarthy's left tackle on Monday night at about 7:20?
Yeah, I thought during training camp it was incredibly impressive how quickly he came along from this type of injury, that the fact that he was out there even back in mini camp, and then he was taking regular reps during training camp, and then he was practicing for one of the 2 days in the joint practices against the New England Patriots. All that's been really good news. And Kevin O'Connell has been very enthusiastic about his recovery through the entire time. And I think finally we have a big enough sample size of O'Connell to get somewhat of a read on him. He's a little harder than Zimmer, who would just tell you exactly what was going on or tell you that he wasn't going to tell you. But with O'Connell, every time he's asked about Darrisaw, he's been very, very optimistic about it. And I think he was today as well when he talked with us, that he doesn't want to make any guarantees, but said, you know, they're going to ramp him up today and then see how he feels. I mean, that, because I think if he comes out and says, oh, yeah, Christian's playing week one, and then, you know, he has inflammation or some sort of setback, then it's going to look like he was lying about it or whatever. But I think that the tone for O'Connell was that Darrisaw has looked very, very good and should be ready to go. But he did add, like, hey, we got 17 games to play here. There is even a possibility that they could have him play 40 snaps and have a couple of series where Justin School, who's a veteran, comes in. We saw that.
Don't see that a lot, right? It's funny.
No,
about.
You don't.
I mean, among all the positions, you correct me if I'm wrong, you'll see a series where Jefferson's not out there. Obviously,
right.
Running backs or defensive linemen. Not much with linebackers, right? But, man, that offensive line, they're going to have 85 offensive plays, and if they're healthy, it's the same five guys out there.
No, that's true. The last time that I remember it happening was in Darrisaw's debut. His first start was 2021 against Carolina, but the week before he actually got in the game, I want to say it was against maybe Cleveland was the game there that he got in, because he had been injured the first part of the year. And so I think he came in and played 30 or 40 snaps or something. When it's an injured player, it is a possibility. But like you said, I mean, if you're Kevin O'Connell and it's a 17-14 game in the fourth quarter, I don't think you're saying, you know what, let's just, you know, let's give him a little rest here and
right.
throw in the backup tackle or something like that. It's very hard for them because you need to win this game. You look at the schedule, you have to have a hot start to this season to survive the rest of the schedule the way it looks right now. But also, it is a long, long season. You don't want to have Christian Darrisaw have a setback. And then remember Delvin Cook 2018 coming off an ACL. It was a couple weeks healthy, a couple weeks on the shelf. That would be really tough for them. So I think it is a delicate balance with Darrisaw.
How good would you say the Bears are on defense? And knowing it's a long season, knowing that absolutely you want McCarthy to play as good as possible to start, but knowing there's just unavoidable, there's going to be bumps in the road, and you do want him to be on the ascent when you're getting to November and December. What is your sense on the O'Connell approach with JJ on Monday night?
Yeah, I think as far as the Bears defense, I would have them as kind of like a B-minus type of defense. I mean, I think that they've got some talent, but I don't know what's happening with Jalen Johnson, who's the best player on their entire defensive unit. If he's not 100% or if he's not playing, that's a massive, massive advantage for the Vikings. They added Grady Jarrett to their D-line. He's been kind of a nightmare for the Vikings over the years, but is he still the same version?
Is he 100 that's now? Not... I feel like he played in the Paige Marshall era.
I think that's right. I think Todd Stussy was blocking him once upon a time. But no, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? So they have some players there. Montez Sweat is still very good, but is it one of the scarier teams you'll face? Probably not. And I think where it's actually a little scary would be that they hired Dennis Allen as their defensive coordinator, and that guy is just good at his job. You know, he was Sean Payton's right-hand man as a defensive coordinator for a long time, and he is one of, I think, the more proven DCs in the league. So he's going to throw some stuff at J.J. McCarthy that he's never seen before. And I think what they're really banking on here, Kevin O'Connell talked about it today, is that McCarthy has been in the national championship. He's been in a high school championship. He's played in big stadiums in front of lots of people before. It's not a first time. But there ain't nothing like the National Football League, Chad. Monday Night Football. I mean, this is where we really start to find out, right?
Yes, for sure. All right, last thing, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. Give me a player right now that the typical Vikings fan is not talking about right now, but when we're having one of our late October, early November conversations, this player is more of a factor this season than that typical fan might have expected.
It depends on how deep in the weeds you want to get to. I mean, Jordan Mason is one I think of, but I also think fans know Jordan Mason at this point, that he's going to get the ball a lot. I would probably say Theo Jackson has been more of a concept than an actual player to a lot of people, because we've talked
about
him so much.
We've heard this, the mythology.
But then every time he gets in the game, he gets an interception. So we're like, he is real, folks. He is real. But I think there's a lot of weight on the shoulders of Theo Jackson to be a playmaker in that secondary, especially if they do have to miss Harrison Smith over multiple weeks. So I think that could be a guy where we're looking up and going, wait a minute, Theo Jackson's got, you know, three or four game-changing plays, and we never sort of saw that coming. I guess he would be the nomination on a team that just is filled with stars. And the other guy I'd say is Jalen Redmond. There's a reason they were able to trade Harrison Phillips. That's because Jalen Redmond had an absolute monster training camp that convinced this team they would rather have Redmond in there than Harrison Phillips.
Great stuff, sir. Enjoy it. Look forward to the entire season. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chad.
Mr. Collar, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, normally with us on Fridays, but flexible today. Florida is ending all childhood mandated vaccines. What in the hell is going on in our country with vaccines? I got it. Some of you didn't like the COVID vaccine. It didn't live up to the hype. It put the chip in you. Now we got a guy in RFK Jr. who is just not qualified for the job. He's just continuing his agenda. He lied when he appeared in front of Congress. A doctor, Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, is the reason why he was able to get enough votes. And now Ron DeSantis and their Surgeon General down in Florida, who has drawn a lot of scrutiny himself, has decided to make this move where Florida becomes the first state to end all vaccine mandates, including for school children. What are we doing? 651-461-9226.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.